Today, we'd like to see the title of Ephraim in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 11 through 19. Before starting the Bible, we want to see each question. Number one, in verse 14, why did God say, I will not punish your daughters who commit harlotry? In verse 14, why did God say, I will not punish your daughters who commit harlotry? Because God develops justice. Question 2. In verse 16, what do you mean the Lord will let them forage like a lamb in open country? Question 2. In verse 16, what do you mean the Lord will let them forage or feed like a lamb in open country? The last question, what does Ephraim in verse 17? And the wind in verse 19 stand for? The last question, what do Ephraim in verse 17 and the wind in verse 19 stand for? Hosea the prophet, Hosea's name means Savior. Hosea prophesied to northern kingdom, so-called as Israel. Jeroboam, the second king, the 13th king, through Hosea, the 19th king, the last king of northern Israel. While Isaiah, the prophet, prophesied to southern kingdom, so-called as Judah, during 780 before Christ through 720 B.C. Historically, northern Israel was defeated by Assyria in 772 before Christ. Just before northern kingdom was defeated or attacked or conquered by Assyria, the Hosea the prophet prophesied to northern kingdom Israel, repent your idol worships, then come back to God. Hosea, particular, God ordered Hosea to marry Gomer. Gomer, who is a prostitute or a whoredom. Their first son name is Jezreel. Jezreel means God's souls. God's souls. Second daughter name is Lo Ruhama. Lo means no. English word no. Ruhama means mercy. So no mercy. So second daughter name is Lo Ruhama, no mercy. The last, the third child, the third daughter, Lo-Ami. Lo-Ami meaning know my people. So those children stand for God's intention to Israel, because Israel worshipped idol gods rather than God. So in those time, the typical idols are Baal. Baal, the god of knowledge. Second is Ashtoreth, the goddess. This is a female, the goddess of fertility or a goddess of sex. That is Ashtoreth. The third god is Molech. Molech is the god of fun or excitement, entertainment. The god of entertainment, Molech. The last god is a golden calf. That is the god of money. So four typical idols existed at that time. Verse 10, for they shall eat but not have enough. They meaning Israelites or Israel people, although they eat, but they are still hungry. Why? Because they are greedy. So they didn't give any thanks to God, although they ate certain food. But rather than they wanted to eat more, not have enough. They shall commit harlotry or commit whoredom, but not increase. What does it mean? At that time, one typical goddess named Ashtoreth. Extraterrestrial worship practice requires certain group sex, female temple prostitute, and male members. Vice versa, male temple prostitutes commit group sex with the females. That is, but certain women want to have a baby, but certain women, although they commit the whoredom with the male temple prostitutes, but they do not have their children. So that's why not increase. Why? Because they have ceased obeying the Lord. They did not obey God. So God does not allow them who committed whoredom with the temple male prostitutes does not have offspring or children. So therefore, for they shall eat but not have enough, but they still want to more food. They shall commit harlotry or commit illicit sexual practice, but not increase, does not produce more children, because they have ceased obeying the law. They disobeyed the law. So that's why. The verse 11, harlotry or whoredom, wine and new wine, those are idols. If you love something more than God, so something became your idols. Because those Israel people love harlotry, whoredom, and wine and new wine. Those love them more than God. Those heart take away their heart obedient to God. So enslave the heart. So wine, new wine, harlotry became idol gods. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 29 through 35, Solomon the king talking about wine. Who has a war? Who has a sorrow? Who has a contentions? Who has a complaint? Who has a wound without cause? Who has a redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of a mixed wine, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper, poisonous snake, a viper. So basically, the Solomon the king, you do not look on, you know, wine. Wine might tempt you, you know, for the inter, but at the last moment, the wine bites like a serpent or a viper. Your eyes will see a strange thing such as strange women. So because they lost their out of control after they drank wines. And your heart will utter perverse thing, not a right thing according to God's word, but perverse thing. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea. While you are drinking with wine, you feel like peaceful. You feel like the one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, "They have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it." So if you are drunk, somebody beat you, you do not feel any illness, any painfulness. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? So Solomon the king warned the wine not to be drunk. Also the book of Ephesians said, you are not drinking, but be full of the Holy Spirit. So we are looking for Holy Spirit. So this one is basically Israel people harlotry, wine and new wine take away their hearts obedient to God. My people ask a counsel from their wooden idols. My people meaning is Israel people. Israelites ask a counsel not from God but from their wooden idols. At that time they made up a lot of idols like the Molech God, Baal God, also a golden calf, also an Ashtoreth, you know, goddess, you know, that kind of gods. So, and their staff informs them. Their staff meaning stick. So stick like not a regular stick, you know, some kind of evil spiritual staff. So you want to ask their staff, which way should I go? Shall I go? Which way? East side, west side, north side, or south, northeast, some kind of like that. That kind of staff. So if you drop staff, if a staff or a stick drop down east side, so you obey to work to east side because the staff or a stick drop down east side. That's why I am working toward the east side. That kind of staff, rather than they are asking God, you know, God's direction. Okay, which way God opens, or that's God's glory, or God's word, you know, some kind of like that. Now, their staff informed them, for the spirit of harlotry or whoredom has caused them to err. So they make an error, you know, not right thing, or to stray. And they have played the harlot against their God. So they have played the harlots. They played the prostitute, the temple prostitute, against their God. They offer sacrifices on the tops of the mountain. So they sacrifice to idols on the top of the mountain and burn incense on the hills, on the oaks, poplars, and terebinths, you know, such as the trees. Because though the trees' shade is good, so they worship oaks, poplars, you know, terebinths, and a variety of trees rather than God. Those one is a creature, not creator. Therefore, your daughters commit adultery. So this is a spiritual adultery because the Bible indicates God is like a husband. So the God's people is deemed like a bride. So bride and the groom together one unit. That the fidelity is required. But unfortunately, a bride commit adultery with other men. You know, that kind of like a symbolism. In New Testament, Jesus Christ himself is a bridegroom. All Christians are brides. The husband and wife's relationship. You know, some kind of like that. So, but the Israel people, your daughters commit adultery or harlotry, which meaning they worship other idol gods rather than Jehovah God. And your brides commit adultery. So your brides or your spouses commit adultery as well. I will not punish you, your daughters, when they commit harlotry. Verse 14, because they commit harlotry or adultery, or they worship other idol gods, but God said, I will not punish your daughters when they commit to harlotry or adultery. Why not? Because God give up. God give them over to a probate mind, to a adulterous mind. God gave up. That's why God said, I will not punish your daughter. That kind of thing we see Romans chapter 1 verses 25-28. Recently in California Supreme Court considering homosexual is constitutional according to California Constitution. That kind of stuff. But here, Romans chapter 1, verse 25-28, one example of homosexuality, like a gay or a lesbian kind of stuff. Right here, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature? Like Israel people, they worship the creature, a lot of trees or idols and wooden idols on the top of a mountain. So wood is itself a creature, not creator. Creature rather than the creator. Also here talking, exchange the truth of God for the lie. Lie in this context, example, lie is homosexuality. Homosexual people, that is a kind of some kind of handicapped person, that could be lie, not truth of God. Who is blessed forever and a creator? Who is blessed forever? Amen. Then, disciple gives example of a gay or lesbian situation. For this reason, because those exchanged the truth of God for the lie, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. God gave up. God, you know, couldn't touch them. Gave them up to vile or evil passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use meaning given by Creator God for what is against nature. Likewise, also the man leaving the natural use of their woman burned in their lust for one another, man with man, called as a gay, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. So those kind of, they exchanged the truth of God for the lie. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, or a probated mind, or an adulterous mind, to do those things which are not fitting. So basically, God said, I will not punish you who committed adultery. Why? Because simply, God gave them up to adulterous mind. Also, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 16, God said through Jeremiah, therefore do not pray for these people, nor lift up a cry or a prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you, because God gave them up. Right here, Jeremiah, basically, the southern nation and the Judah people, you know, indicated. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, not always strive, or not always stir man. So the Holy Spirit does not involve in man. Why? In this context, the angel, you know, committed, you know, adultery with women on the earth, you know, that kind of, as God does not intend. So that's why God said, my spirit shall not always separate with man. So God's disinterest to man, because they committed sin continuously. So God gave opportunity to repent your sin. So while God gave the time, you should repent your sin. Otherwise, certain moment, God would not take care of you any longer. So simply, God gave you up because you did not repent your sins in allowed God's time. So, but unfortunately, we don't know, you know, how long, you know, God allowed me. But whenever you commit a certain sin, you should repent in Jesus' name. So God, you know, will forgive you. Remember the sin. As well as unremembered sin too. So that kind of thing we said. So right here, I will not punish your daughters when they commit the holiday, which means God simply give them up to adulterous mind. Nor your brides when they commit adultery. So God is God will not punish your daughters nor your brides too. Because for the men themselves go apart with harlots. So men go apart with the prostitute together and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Ritual harlot is, as Tourette's case, is a female, you know, temple prostitute, you know, that kind of ritual harlot. Therefore, people who do not understand the God's knowledge, God's intention, will be trampled or shall fall. Ultimately, they will be trampled or shall fall. Although you Israel play the harlot or play the prostitute, let not Judah offend. Judah is a southern nation. Although Israel commit a sin, such as in a harlot, commit adultery, or idol worship. So the God said to Judah, you shouldn't do so. You Judah, let not offend or commit a sin. Do not come up to Gilgal. Gilgal is one of the centers of a pagan worship in Israel. So you shouldn't go to Gilgal city because that's a pagan worship city. Pagan city. Do not go there. Come up to Gilgal. Go up to Beth Aven. Beth Aven original name is Beth El. Beth El meaning house of God. Beth meaning house. Aven meaning idols. Originally their name is house of God, became house of idols. Why, you know, Beth El, his name is changed to Beth Aven, or house of God is changed to the house of idols. Why? Because the Bible says is Jeroboam. Jeroboam is the first king over northern kingdom. So the first king, chapter 12, verses 27 through 32, talks about if these people, meaning these people, the northern Israel people, go up to sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Because Solomon built up the temple of God in Jerusalem. So after the death of Solomon, Israel was divided into two countries. Northern country's name is Israel or Ephraim, but southern country's name is Judah. So two divided. But the northern countries could not go to down Jerusalem, located in southern nation Judah. So that's why is Jeroboam, the northern king, worried about. If these people, northern Israel people, go up to the sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in southern kingdom, then shall the heart of these people turn again unto their Lord. Their Lord meaning Jerusalem temple, the Jehovah God, even unto Rehoboam, Rehoboam king of Judah. So their heart might be changed to the Lord as well as to southern king Rehoboam rather than the northern king Jeroboam. And they shall kill me. They shall, the northern the country people might kill Jeroboam, northern king. Go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon, because of that, the king Jeroboam took a counsel and made two calves of gold. So they made two golden calves and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem in southbound. Behold your gods, O Israel, which he brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Basically, Jeroboam made two golden calves. One, he said, the one in Bethel. Bethel meaning the house of God, but unfortunately, the northern kingdom, the first king, Jeroboam, he made a golden calf in Bethel. So that's why the Bethel name is changed to Bethel Aven. The Aven meaning the house of idols. And the other put he in Dan, another city. And these things became a sin. Why? Because of idol worship. Because of golden calf. They are worshiping golden calf. For the people went to worship, people they want even to Dan. And he made an house of high places and made a priest of the lowest of the people, which were not the sons of Levi. So God commanded to Israel people, priest must be Levi. But Jeroboam ordained priest not coming from Levi. So he disobeyed God's commandment. That's why God warned to Judah, you shouldn't follow Israel, northern kingdom. So you shouldn't go to Gilgal. That is a pagan worship city. Also, Bethel or Bethel, you shouldn't go to Bethel because Bethel became Bethel, the house of idols now. You shouldn't go there. Nor swear an oath saying, as the Lord lives. Don't say, the Lord lives. Looks like a praise of the Lord. Although we do not live just like Jesus, but they said the Lord prayed. Then they made up, the idol worship, commit adultery. So do not make a swear as the Lord lives. Don't swear such a thing, like spiritual jargons kind of stuff. For Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn calf. So calf not go forward to plow a straight line rather than to come back against you. That kind of stubborn calf or half. Now the Lord will let them forage fit like a lamb in open country. What do you mean? The Lord will let them forage, meaning let them be alone without shepherd. So Lord does not take care of Israel people any longer. So like a lamb in open country, open field, so without shepherd. So right is let Israel people be alone. Ephraim is joined to idols. Ephraim is the powerful tribe of a northern kingdom. So Ephraim the standard for Israel. Like in a southern kingdom, only two tribes. One is Judah, the other one is Benjamin. But we call Judah, because the Judah tribe is the powerful of a southern kingdom. That's why Judah means a southern kingdom. Ephraim is a northern kingdom, powerful tribe name is Ephraim. Ephraim means northern kingdom, Israel. So their drink is rebellion. So their drink wine is rebellion against God. They commit harlotry continually, like a practice of a prostitute. They commit harlotry continually. Her rulers dearly love dishonor. So they fit their rulers also dishonor is shameful because they commit adultery continually. They didn't know how sinful to them. The wind had wrapped her up. The wind had wrapped her, stand for Israel. Israel up into its wings. The wind stand for Assyria. Assyria is coming to attack, to conquer Israel about 10 years later. So the wind stand for Assyria. And they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices to idols. That's why they shall be ashamed. So today we are seeing in the Old Testament Israel people worshipped idols, the foreseeable or tangible idols. But in New Testament, although we do not make any tangible idols, but if you love money more than God, that is you are still heartily worship golden calf. That's exactly the same thing, heartily. Or if you love human philosophy rather than God's word, God's knowledge, that is you worship the modern kind of Baal. Baal is the god of knowledge. Or if you love more excitement, more entertainment, more fun, rather than God's knowledge, the word of God. So there is you are likely you worship the Molech God. Molech is the god of excitement or entertainment. That is Molech God. So if you love sex more than God, So outside the marriage, so that kind of stuff you are likely worship the Ashtaroth goddess, that kind of thing. So we are seeing each question. Question 1 said, in verse 14, why did God say, I will not punish your daughters who commit harlotry? Because God gave them up to adulterous mind. Question 2. In verse 16, what do you mean the Lord will let them forage or feed like a lamb in open country? Which meaning God no longer plays as a shepherd to take care of Israel people. So let them be alone. Question 3. What do Ephraim in verse 17 and the wind in verse 19 stand for? Ephraim stands for Israel. The wind stand for Assyria. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Then may God bless you, everybody. Yeah, thank you.